come.
Welcome to America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. Once again, we're talking about Mother Nature and the nature of politics coming out of Washington, D.C., mixed in with some odds and ends here on the show. Tornadoes, boy, so deadly. We thought we were done for at least a week, right, after what happened in Texas, but that's not how it works. Tornadoes really ripped through a bunch of homes, peeling off the roof like they were a sardine can from a long time ago in Oklahoma, one person dead, and a lot of people cleaning up and figuring out what they can salvage as their homes were torn apart. I mean, central Oklahoma, the mobile home park that just was reduced to rubble. The man that died was 79 years old. His body was found right out in the open. There was no place to go. And debris piling up all over the place. So people surviving, but then realizing all of the damage. And now what happens is you bring in the heavy equipment and you start to tear it all up. And it was Sunday. Twisters, hail, high winds. Iowa, Kansas, part of this whole deal as well. Across the state, 21 people were injured, and we're talking, you know, cuts and heads that where they were smashed, where somebody smashed into their heads and whatnot, concussions, that kind of stuff, some bumps and bruises, the kind of things that you see when there's a tornado because of the debris that often is spit out from that funnel cloud that rains down on people. And if they don't find people right away, there's the panic because they assume that the worst has happened. So Sunday's storms went on for about a half an hour or so. There was watches, there was warnings, all that kind of stuff. Late Sunday in most of the part of the country where we call the midsection, so most of the Midwest. And so many of you listen to this show from the Midwest, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. And you've probably seen power lines draped across roads. That's what 40 looked like. 40 North, parts of that are just a complete wreck. You know, you get these people who are storm spotters, and they see a tornado boom. They call in. The National Weather Service depends on them. Of course, then that information gets doled out to local meteorologists and goes on the wire and whatnot. But they say that it was rumbling for a long time in Oklahoma, and right near this trailer park that was just west of Shawnee, which is where the one guy died. And they say it's almost like you could reach out and touch it. Isn't that a scary thing to think of? So, of course, the governor is going to declare a state of emergency in 16 counties. It was that bad flooding over the weekend, and the whole idea is let's get people in there, get them get help, and set up a federal phone line, a helpline, a, you know, whatever, because it's that heavy rain, straight line winds, all of that that socked people in. You know, this now more than ever, I think, how many times have I started the show and talked about something horrific that's happened with the weather, whether it's these tornadoes or flooding or hurricanes or mudslides or a superstorm or, you know, whatever it might be. I think it's just foolish not to be emergency prepared for something, to have water, to have food, to know where you're going to go if a storm bears down on you. Where can you go? What's a quick exit for you? So when you start to hear these warnings and watches and you see these funnel clouds, these monster twisters, you've got some strategy, some way to get out so that you don't end up as a statistic, whether you're injured or not. How terrifying would that be? You know, the descriptions from even the Texas twisters from last week where people were hanging on to things and they were huddled in bathtubs with a mattress on top of them. Certainly, if you don't have to, you don't want to really leave your fate to, can I grab this mattress, hurry up and jam it in the bathroom, and be in the tub. Of course, it's better than nothing. That's for certain. So while a lot of people are picking up the pieces of shattered homes, there is somebody who could probably buy at least 15 or 20 homes, probably more than that. Zephyr Hills, somebody in Zephyr Hills, Florida, was the Powerball winner. Maybe it's a group of people, you know, who knows. It's a town that's so small, it's about 13,000, a little over 13,000. And somebody went into the public supermarket there. That's where the winning ticket came from. That's the numbers that were drawn, 10, 13, 14, 22, 52, and the Powerball was 11. So far, nobody has claimed the winning ticket. Nobody's stepped forward, but the winner, with the Florida laws the way they are, and this is different from place to place, but the Florida law says the winner's name, age, and hometown is made public. Ooh, that could kind of scare you off, wouldn't it? Because they want to brag. They want to be able to say, hey, look, you could get lucky. You could be the next winner. I don't know. I'd be anxious to, even with that, having to reveal, I'd be anxious to want to claim the prize. But, of course, you know, this is the weekend. You head into Monday and somebody will run into the office, I'm certain of it. $590.5 million. That is an incredible number, isn't it? The odds of hitting that jackpot, so whoever in Zephyr Hills went into that supermarket, either picked those numbers or randomly got it through a quick pick, one in 175.2 million. A lot of people say they only believe in opportunity. I think you have to say that's luck. It might be opportunity that you were in the store and you plunked down some dollars to get it, but that's crazy. So 31 tickets matched five numbers, but only one person won the whole thing. Only one person hit the whole thing. That is crazy. And 43 different states, 42 in the District of Columbia, all sell Powerball tickets. All sell Powerball tickets. And that's a crazy, crazy number. So over the weekend, people were talking about the weather because they were still talking about what happened in Texas. And then lo and behold, what happened on Sunday in the Midwest. And, of course, Powerball. I always say that America Tonight, if you've just tuned in for the first time, is about the buzz in your backyard, really, and my backyard. The other thing that has infuriated so many people is the leftover of what happened last week in Washington, D.C., meaning the IRS scandal, the Associated Press subpoenas and pouring through the phone records. So targeting, the IRS targeting Tea Party groups that were seeking non-exempt status, the IRS going after those people, and AP scouring through the phone records, the Department of Justice. So you got a couple of branches in government in quicksand, and the president saying that he won't stand for it. But did the scandals hurt his approval ratings? We're talking about it on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
And I know you're speaking of me. Fascinating thing. Get beside me. I want you to love me. I'm surprised you never been told before that you love me.
I just find it very hard to believe that lower-level employees here in Cincinnati, Ohio, took this on themselves and that it went on for a couple of years without anybody knowing about it. What we do know is that politics was put ahead of the public interest, and it was done so in two of the most sensitive areas of our government. One, of course, the Tax Collection Agency, which has this enormous power over all of us, and second, our national security. It seems to me that there's a lot of issues here we need to get to the bottom of. We need to find out what really happened and ensure that we can begin to regain some trust in our government. That's my concern.
People trust the government, at least the president. If you go by the CNN ORC International survey, that was Rob Portman, by the way, once considered to be. His name was heavily mentioned on the list of potential presidential candidates for the Republicans last time around, the Republican senator from Ohio. But he's talking about needing answers and the right and the wrong of things, really a lot of that with the IRS. But there's no doubt that the gobble-gobble, everybody was clucking about the possibility of winning Powerball, but also what's going on with our government, what's happening with the IRS, because everybody hates the IRS, let's face it. Nobody is on the side of the IRS because of something that happened to them or something that happened to a family member or just the whole idea of feeling like you're getting jammed up by the three dreaded letters of the tax man. And now the fact that you have this big scandal, that's just going to scream for more tax reform in a different direction. But it is a big blunder out of Cincinnati. That's the clearinghouse for tax exemptions for groups. And it, by the way, wasn't just conservative groups. There were some progressive groups that were in the middle, but there were many, many more Tea Party-type groups that were targeted. And yeah, so sorry about that, but the Supreme Court, you can thank the Supreme Court for Citizens United, which became the gateway for, that's a law, for people applying for the tax-exempt statuses and whether or not they should have been or shouldn't have been. Maybe some of them wouldn't have been given approval, but certainly not these ridiculous questions and that many being rejected and dragging it out. I mean, what started the whole thing? What started the whole idea of how can we, you know, go after these people? What is it that has propelled us to look at this? And the answer is when you get these memos about be particularly cautious about politics. If you see anything that says Tea Party or Patriot, that's spelling it out. That's spelling them out where you need to chop or push it off, you know, to the side. So they flat out scared. And I believe this. They flat out scared a lot of people who were applying for that tax exemption, which is so crazy that they did that when all they were doing was putting in the application for it. So if there were legitimate reasons to reject it, that's what should have happened. But unfortunately, it was clear that there were too many people that were treaded on in this case, without a doubt. Whether it was in Texas, whether it was in New Jersey, believe it or not, whether it was in Illinois, because you're talking about 500 groups or so. And some people were so disgusted, they left groups. They left them because they felt so crucified by the power of the IRS. To me, and I've said this now many, many times on the show since it happened, the thing that a lot of people aren't talking about quite as much is the AP subpoenas. Because you got to think about the way the First Amendment is set up. And the way the First Amendment is set up is like this. You want a free press. You want media you want journalism to be able to have hands off. I mean, for goodness sake, it's changed so much already that it's like a group of lemmings half the time. So the few investigative reporters left, people who day in and day out have work sources for years who have news sources or whatever, it doesn't matter. But it's a way to get information out of secret areas where it's tighter than a drum. I mean, how do you get the true scoop on what's really happening if you don't have a free press? Then we have no chance of that. First Amendment is huge. It's huge. Pouring through phone records, scaring sources, and that's what's happened. A lot of sources will dry up because they don't want to be targeted. They don't want to be targeted for releasing information that the government says is putting us in harm's way. So that means more secrecy, more layers, and we don't want that. AP is mad. They haven't filed a lawsuit yet, but it's in the wind. I'd be stunned if, for no other reason than principle, they didn't file the lawsuit. They didn't file it. I'm certain that they will do that. And it's about the price of liberty. And what is the price of liberty? Sometimes you've got to go up against a government that unchecked is dangerous. And it's unchecked when you're talking about the throwing out subpoenas and pouring over phone records. And then narrowing down. That's so easy. Because if you see phone calls, hello, to certain numbers on a big story when it comes to a possible plane being blown up right around the time, an anniversary of a year later, of the death of Osama bin Laden, that's a big story. That's a story that people are going to be talking about. That's a story that's going to take your breath away. And it did. So the AP has it out there. Now the feds don't like it. They start to look into it, trying to track down who was the leak, who ultimately leaked this so they can go after them. I think all of this will churn now after a few more committee meetings, will continue to churn, but I don't think anybody goes to jail for any of the stuff that we're talking about. Some people maybe lose jobs, but nobody's going to jail for the IRS stuff. Nobody's going to jail for the AP stuff, guarantee it. No, Department of Justice, nobody's nobody's going to really full-on answer for Benghazi. And the administration is not taking that big of a hit because the president's approval ratings were well over 50% so far they were. And we'll see if that holds up. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk about numbers in this version of We Can Count. How many of you count yourself among those who will find themselves at some sort of a parade, some sort of a cemetery to honor veterans who gave their life? The Memorial Day ultimately is a federal holiday that happens on the final Monday of May, it's supposed to anyway, where we remember the people who died serving in any version of our armed forces. And it used to be called, a historian was telling me the other day, it used to be called Decoration Day. And it started after the Civil War, and it was used to actually commemorate both the Union, so many soldiers died, the Union and Confederate soldiers who died. Then it was turned into Memorial Day because of all the wars after that. So just made it one. And that's what happens a lot of times. People will go to cemeteries, even for people they don't know, to honor military folks. And there are a lot of military cemeteries in the United States. My grandfather's buried at one it's beautiful in Florida that's in between Tampa and Orlando. And you see, you know, just white, beautiful tombstones after tombstones and put in areas with the various folks from the wars of where they served. And, of course, Arlington is the best example of that. If you've never been to Arlington National Cemetery, you owe it to yourself to eventually put that on a list and try to make your way there. And there's no better day to go than, of course, Memorial Day weekend, but it is very, very crowded whenever you go. It is a place that just makes you think about all the sacrifice as you look row after row after row after row. So whatever your plans include on Memorial Day, I hope you remember the men and women who died while serving. Stay with us. On the flip side, it's numbers. We're talking about it. We can count.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove Minimal Wood Use Cooking Stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazines.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Dealing with wacky weather here in America and elsewhere, because we have people listening all over the country. Hi to our friends in Japan and the UK as well. They deal with a lot of rain there. Every time I go to England, it seems to be rather rainy. Maybe it's just the season. I don't know. How about Alaska? I didn't realize this, but somebody shot me a story about Alaska and the kind of weather they've dealt with. Anchorage set a new record for the longest snow season. Uh-huh. The National Weather Service measured 0.2 inches just after Friday, 1/10 on Saturday, because it has to be official. So how they measure that, they take their big rulers out there. It broke the old record of 230 days set in the early 80s. So 232 days of snow. Yep. And I'll tell you what, you'd think the people there could deal with snow. That's what they live in. They live with snow a big majority of the time, obviously 232 days. But over the weekend, Friday, Saturday morning, all that kind of stuff, the Anchorage police said that they had 22 crashes and that there were 37 cars or SUVs or Jeeps or you name it. They were stranded between midnight and noon on Saturday, and that part of that is because they had wet roads, and then they had sort of icy roads because the temperatures dropped, and I think that's the worst. It's one thing to drive in snow, no problem, but when you start to have that ice, and then it snows on top of the ice, I guess even in Anchorage, though people are used to it, perhaps there was, perhaps they couldn't see, or was kind of that blinding snow for a while, or, you know, whatever it might be. You think we have it bad in the U.S. when we kvetch about taxes? How about this? 8,000 French, their households, their bills topped 100% of their income last year. So much for Vive la France. That is crazy. one of the local newspapers out of Paris is saying that the exceptionally high level of taxation was due to a one-off levy last year, that's what they call it, on 2011 incomes for households with assets of more than 1.3 million euros. Well, what's the translation of that? That's 1.67 million. See, a lot of people weren't into this guy that took over the presidency, François Hollande. He's a socialist, so he imposed a tax surcharge last year right after he took office. So that's the whole thing that offset the impact of this rebate scheme that was in place before. So the government had to redraft a proposal bill to have the 75% tax on earnings over 1 million euros. Boy, I bet there were a whole lot of people that were not happy about that. But if you didn't fall into that category, then it didn't matter. He flat out, when he was running, he flat out was a socialist. There was a lot of problems in France. So he narrowly gets elected, and that's it. You know, the North Koreans really like to test, don't they? Once again, firing four short-range missiles over the weekend. So you think Kim Jong-un's regime, you know, haven't we talked about this over and over again? It hasn't even slapped down when it comes to sanctions, but they don't care. The North launched one short-range guided missile just the other day, headed over the weekend, headed northeast into waters off their eastern coast, and then fired three projectiles on May 18th. So, you know, what happens there? The South Koreans get their hackles up, right? Then what happens with China? Because China is the linchpin in this whole thing. South Korea and the U.S., they want China to push North Korea off the cliff, right? Because they realize that China is the biggest chip in this game. If they participate and get on board, then they implement sanctions against North Korea and really slam them about the nuclear weapons program, then things really can change in this situation. Until then, they don't care. As long as China is right there with them, I don't think they're going to flinch, because that's what he'll do. He'll just lie in the weeds for a while and then decide, you know what, I'm going to test the waters again because nothing's happening here. So I feel like being a provocateur. Honestly, I think that's what the deal is. I'm just going to do it. I'm not worried about what the repercussions are. All right, this whole thing of hate crime, we've talked about it. We've had lawyers on the show to talk about it. We've talked about people who have been prosecuted. It's one of those things that's kind of a definite gray area in the law. There was a guy with a gun who police say used homophobic slurs before firing a fatal shot point blank into a guy's face, a very, very crowded Manhattan street. He was in court on Sunday to face a charge of murder as a hate crime. You know, it was a bouncer at a nearby club said half of his body was lying on the sidewalk, half on the street. It was very quick. He shot him, went boom, he dropped to the ground. Elliot Morales was in a Manhattan criminal court charged with that murder as a hate crime that I just mentioned and weapons charges. Morales, no bail, has another court appearance coming up on Thursday of this week, and he pulled out a all we know is the details, pulled out a revolver, hits 32-year-old Mark Carson, walks off, that's it. They were yelling things, slurring, all that kind of, you know, gay slurs, I guess, and the crowd heard that. So this whole idea of hate crimes with enough witnesses, his fate may be sealed, especially the area and the neighborhood where he, you know, where he was. Greenwich Village is long known as the ground zero for gay rights, for gay rights movement. So, of course, if that's what happened there, his attorney is going to have a heck of a time trying to prove that it wasn't a hate crime. Still, like I said, pretty gray area in the law, and there are cases, but there are still a lot of cases that don't go in that direction where somebody gets nailed for something else, but they really can't prove the hate crime thing. It's all about buying and selling when you're in the internet world, right? Yahoo on the move. Yahoo is buying a thing called Tumblr for $1.1 billion. Remember, this is the controversial CEO, Marissa Mayer, who decided it was time to make a move. You see everybody else gobbling up different companies. Rumors were swirling about that. So the deal has been approved, apparently. They're going to hold a big event to announce the news. Then it becomes a question of, Tumblr. Will Tumblr make a big difference for Yahoo? You know, it's all about tapping into the search engine and younger, active users. So this is what she's looking for, the CEO, and this is the future. Maybe it sends their stock soaring, you know. Who knows? Who knows? Gas prices, Memorial Day weekend. Lots of people go away on Memorial Day weekend. Are you feeling the pain at the pump, or is it not quite as bad in your area? Well, gas prices are maybe a little bit lower this year, but I think we're feeling the pain, because if you really look back into how many times on this show in the spring I said gas prices were going up, 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 up. There was 34 straight days, and I didn't realize this till I saw a AAA report about it, where we saw gas rise, and then it eventually fell, and then it sort of rose slightly. So as of Friday, heading into the weekend, a gallon of unleaded gas average $3.62. Would you believe it's actually about 10 cents lower than the same time last year? Sounds high to me. 3.62. So, depending on what you're driving, that can put a crimp in what your disposable income is. 3.62, and that's average. So, in California, for the most part, people are paying way more than that. They're paying over $4, and that's for regular. That's pretty tough if you're paying over $4. Ooh. And if you're paying, if you have premium in California and Chicago, you're paying well over $4. Well over that. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, the president speaking to a group of grads. You know, it is the season for who's doing the commencement address. I often wonder how schools decide who they're going to pick to do the commencement, because sometimes the choices are interesting. A lot of times they're just celebrities for celebrity's sake, which sometimes I wonder how strange that is, but I guess it depends on where it is. But the president, in his first commencement address this season, was out, remember, Ohio State University, and talking about the responsibilities of graduating and becoming active citizens, is what he called it. So the president did that, and he led off the season for commencement addresses. And then, of course, there have been some other interesting words of wisdom that have been imparted by former presidents, including President Bill Clinton, who was addressing the grads at Howard University. And that happened just a week or so ago. Stay with us. We're jumping on to the other side of the wall.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
Whatever positions of leadership I have held have depended less on Ivy League degrees or SAT scores or GPAs and have instead been due to that sense of connection and empathy, the special obligation I felt as a black man like you to help those who need it most.
That's the president. This time around at Morehouse College, he was in Atlanta this past weekend, and you heard what he said there, reminding the school about what a Morehouse man should be, and talked about college and graduating and what to do, men being men who are more sensitive to the what he called the injustices of society and who are willing to accept responsibility. So the president addressed the Ohio State University grads, the Morehouse College grads, and also he'll be at the Naval Academy graduation on May 24th. It's interesting to hear some of what the, you know, who's chosen and what they say. Like Julie Andrews, you remember her, Sound of Music. She addressed the class of the University of Colorado at Boulder a couple of weeks ago. She urged them, this was her big line, her takeaway, live lightly on this earth and give generously. Use your knowledge and your heart to stand up for those who can't stand, speak for those who can't speak. Be a beacon of light for those whose lives have become dark. Interesting. I mentioned Bill Clinton and the fact that he addressed the Howard University grads, and he said, it turns out there's an economic and social imperative that compels those of us who understand it to work together, and said creating cooperation, rather, works better than constant conflict, and we forget that at our peril, you can't share the future unless you share the responsibility for building it. And I'll tell you, this must have been an interesting one. Berklee College of Music. You know who they brought in? Annie Lennox. And, you know, Annie Lennox, I guess, was pretty entertaining. And she said, consider this, wherever you think you're heading right now might turn out to take a completely different path. What looks like an ending might actually be the start of a brand new beginning. And she said, what a privilege it is to enrich our lives through music, the incredible universal language of the soul. Enter it wholeheartedly. Make it yours to share with the world in the very best way you can. I thought that was pretty good. Then there was Stephen Colbert. Can you imagine him? He did a commencement speech this past weekend at the University of Virginia class, graduating class, and said, you may learn sooner than most generations the hard lesson that you must always make the path for yourself. There is no secret society out there that will tap you on your shoulder, because the true secret is your life will not be defined by that. That's interesting. How do you get the Dalai Lama to speak? I guess for the right price, or you know somebody. So he was at Tulane University, and he said, I think these quotes are fun, this is what I call the takeaways. They, of course, had longer speeches than this. I'll just give you a couple more. You really are our hope. Please think more seriously how to build a happy century, a peaceful century. And think about it. This guy has millions of followers, mostly in China, Mongolia, India, and all those areas, but certainly has followers in the United States. I love this one. Kerry Washington does the commencement of George Washington University. And who is she? She's an actress who plays a key role in a ABC drama called Scandal. And in her address, she says, it was not my lifetime dream role to play a frog. In fact, the thought of it terrified me. She says this when she was in college. She was cast as a frog. Her alma mater is George Washington University, so that makes more sense. She said she was cast as a frog in the musical Croak or The Last Frog. And it, you know, talks about the whole adventure of a frog. So she compared that to getting out of graduating from college. Yeah. I don't know. There could be a few metaphors that you could wrap in there, I think. All right. So part of the reason I bring this up is because I saw something over the weekend from Mayor Bloomberg, where Bloomberg was quoted as saying that for people who are graduating, or people who are embarking on what they should do as they're getting out of high schools, perhaps some of them should think about not going to college and instead pick up a trade, like getting a wrench or something. They should be plumbers and have that kind of, some kind of a craft, since the amount of money that you'll have to pay back, unless you're at the very top of the class, won't be worth it, because you'll never be able to get out of that debt, and it makes more sense to have a craft or to be able to do something else instead. So I thought that was interesting. Here we have these commencement speakers who are saying, change the world, and you never know where your life's going to take you, and be filled with hope and whatever. And then you have Bloomberg, who wasn't doing a commencement address, but was just saying that you should instead think about alternative paths. But very easy for a billionaire to say that, huh? So you might be better off if you drove a truck, which I'm the granddaughter of a trucker, but drove a truck, or, you know, got under a bunch of sinks and did the plumber's job, because you probably have a better chance of making more money. I wonder if the trend will be toward that as the cost of a college education in some cases doesn't justify what it will be for most people once they get out of school and they have that degree. Taylor Swift went the Annie Lennox route into music, and the Billboard Awards are a pretty big deal because they've been around for a long time. You know, you start an award show and then you make it huge because every year you have the annual show, you blow it out on TV, and people get up and make speeches. So Taylor Swift made a whole bunch of speeches. She won 8 of 11 awards. She got top artist, top Billboard, 200 album for her album Red. And the funniest thing is, I'm talking about all these people with quotes and takeaways and what's their line. Her line was, "You are the longest and best relationship I ever had," because I guess in the rag, she's always with some different pop star, well-known person, or just somebody with a big name, and goes through a lot of different relationships. But I didn't watch award shows, so I only know what the recap of it is. I watch just bits and pieces, but I didn't watch any of the Billboard stuff. I do listen to music like probably some of you do, but I have to confess, unless it happens to be on a radio somewhere where I'm cruising down the road, I know who Taylor Swift is. I've heard her voice, but I can't say I really, really know her music. But I know my niece knows her music and desperately wants to go to her concert. So there must be something to this. I think that's her audience, is young girls, you know, preteens, maybe a little bit older, but probably somewhere more in there. That whole 10 to 14, 15-year-old, probably. And so she cleaned up at the Billboard Awards. Good for her. What do you do with that? Do you hand those awards to somebody in your posse, and then they put them up there and put them in a bag and haul them off with you, and you end up flying back to wherever home is? I guess, right? What a dilemma to have. Jeez. What's the roughest part about my day? What do I do with all these awards, and what do I say every single time that I have to go up and accept another one of them? Ooh, somebody help me out. Final word here on this hour of America Tonight. It's going to be an interesting week in Washington, and we're going to bring every single bit of it right at the top of the show. It's also a short week for many people who are taking off some extra days because it is Memorial Day weekend. Hope you're safe wherever it is you're driving to and whatever plans you have.
Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.